my job. I've got had division with my ex-wife for what we were going to achieve, and I'd like to see that vision succeed. It's economically viable. It's very viable, in fact. We had our cheesemaker left last year and our general manager. We've been fighting very hard. We were about to go into production. We moved here to expand. And because where we were, we'd proved it. Our sales had gone through the roof, but I'd had an argument with a buffalo, a female buffalo, and come off second best, and so was out of action for about a year, and I was unable to train buffalo to carry the milk on. So we pulled up, and with sales that were sort of sky high, milk production that was broke down to nil. So we said, well, we've got to expand, and we came here to expand. Not everything has gone as we would like it.
So what's the business model here?
We formed a little private company, and we raised capital. We
through shareholders?
Yes.
What's the attraction for them in a buffalo dairy, a buffalo experiment even?
Well, I think that's what it is. It's different. Last year, we were about to go into production, as I said, when our cheesemaker and our general manager left. That pulled us up, and we hadn't been able to sell all our shares in the business, but we had enough to keep to go. And
but obviously difficult without an income, without you selling that milk.
Oh, drip feeding in any business is an absolute disaster. Here at the moment, I've got about 27 cows that have calved recently. But we have our problems, but we haven't been able to raise that extra capital to pull us, to step us out. Consequently, that's where a couple of shareholders have stepped right up and they have assisted.
So they've put more money in to keep you, to tide you over until you start production?
Yes. I'm not the cheesemaker, by the way.
Well, that brings me to another point. You've lost your cheesemaker and general manager to get this business back on its feet. I'm assuming you have to find some others.
Well, we've had some shareholders step up. We've had them training in cheesemaking and yogurt, etc., and they have just flown. We've got some capital there, but we're looking to raise enough to take it forward properly instead of... And to overcome any of those little things that may crop up, although I think they've all happened.
There's nothing else that can go wrong, you think?
No, nothing at all. You know, that's life. And when you get to know these blighters, they really are just out of this world. Would you like to come for a walk over there amongst the cows?
I'd love to meet them all.
Come this way, please. So we'll just stop here and let these guys get to know us, or get to know yourself.
All right, so we've stopped at the gate. Yeah. Some aren't moving. Some are just flat out lying down. They don't seem too worried at all.
He's a fellow flat out. There's a fairly very well-bred little Italian bull. And he is the girl this side of him is a purebred... Riverine, as is the one on the left. We'll come over to her. She's an absolute sweetheart, that one. I love her. We'll stop here and she'll do the rest.
Hello, little lady. Gee, she's wide.
She's beautiful. She's as gentle. She's on her tag there, you'll notice we call her nickname Fairy because she's as gentle and as beautiful as one could get. Aren't you gorgeous? Oh, come talk to the lad. There you go.
Hello, Fairy.
She's exceptional in what she produces. And
what's her milk production?
Her milk production when she's milking, her milk production she can do between 6 and 7 when she's fresh in. Average milk production of a buffalo is around, the last I heard, Australia-wide, is about 5 plus.
So we're talking 5 litres a day?
Litres a day. We put that through the secondary industry and manufacture it. And it comes back probably the best milk in the country, the best, way above the best price you get for milk in the country.
So once you've milked them in the bales, yeah. Which are how many head bales?
We've got 4 there. We haven't put in our large a new milking machine. We only milked them with a little 2-unit milker. We've been doing that for quite a few years. The idea is we could milk 8 here at a time. They're different. You don't milk them like cows. These guys, they'll always keep you on your toes and they make you fight for their milk. And
what do you mean by that?
Well, they turn it on and off. We leave the calves on them. We don't milk them every day. For instance, as you can see, there's calves running on them. But what we do, we bring them in when we want to milk them, and we lock the calves up, and we leave the calves locked up overnight. Then the next morning, we bring them in, and we milk them.
Because there's the milk build-up.
That's correct. And, of course, then we turn the calves out with them.
So when do you see yourself in production?
I'd like to think in the next 10 days. We're pushing hard.
So you're still not out of the woods?
No, we're endeavouring to raise the capital now to keep us mobile.